Thank you so much, Michelle, for joining the We Don't Play podcast show today. How are you?
I am great. Thank you for having me. I'm excited to be here.
Finally. So good to have you here. And I'm so excited for people to, you know, learn about themselves through you and giving them ideas and letting them learn and know why it's important to have products they are aware of and not just sporadically buying things because it's available to the market. So I would love people to just hear your voice and let them know who you are, what do you do, and how did you get to this point where Glow Beauty Supply has become the international brand that it is today?
Oh, international. Well, thank you for having me. My name is Michelle Montgomery. I am the owner of Glow Beauty Supply. We are a organic, natural, vegan personal care supply store. So we offer hair care, skin care, nail care, and body care products that are all natural. All the ingredients you can pronounce. I chose to go that route because it is very important what we're putting on our skin. You know, the chemicals that we're ingesting and putting on our skin, our bodies, and our nails are harming us. And it is very important to me for us to make better choices, to live longer, better lives, to feel good about ourselves, you know, take care of our bodies, our skin, our nails, so we can look healthy, feel healthy, and still, you know, do something that's good for the environment.
Exactly.
I'm listening. It's based online store based in North Carolina, which is where I'm from. I'm originally from New York, but I'm in North Carolina. And it is on the Shopify platform. 24 hours a day, it's open. We ship internationally, yay, to over 200 countries right now. And if your country's not listed, it's just, there's just restrictions and nothing I can do about that. But, so we offer anything that you might be looking for right now for solutions to eczema, to dry skin, to acne, to aging skin, to hyperpigmentation. These are all natural products.
Okay.
Yeah.
This is really, really good. You know, one thing that came to mind is, you know, what I wanted to ask you is, how did you come up with the name Glow Beauty? What brought this?
Because we all want to glow, get it? We want to have that glow inside. I personally was thinking, if you feel good on the inside, it will show naturally on the outside, right?
Mm.
And what better way to show your glow and show your beauty than to glow?
Mm.
I know that sounds corny, but...
No, it doesn't sound corny because a lot of people don't really glow from inside and they try to like put on a front on the outside and yet they're burning inside. So
yes,
I like that you have that mentality to think about the inward appearance and also the outward appearance.
That is right. But however you feel inside, you know, will definitely show on the outside. But if I can help with some natural products to bring out your inner glow, that's Glow Beauty.
Exactly. Oh, wow. This is good. You know, now I'm thinking out the box because I have some questions for you. You know, with Glow Beauty, there's skincare, there's nail care, there's body care, and there's hair care. So
that's right.
If we start off with skincare, why is it important for people to think about their skin? Yes, everybody wants to have great skin, but some people don't know what products to use for their skin.
That's right. And a lot of people are falling prey to, you know, a lot of the commercial, chemically heavy perfume. So let me kind of just give you an idea of my journey. I suffer with eczema and dry skin. I've been suffering with that for like the majority of my life. And I've tried a lot of over-the-counter products that ended up doing more harm than good. I mean, it was stripping my skin. My skin looked like it was like three different shades. It wasn't even two-tone. It was like three different shades, my forehead, my cheeks, my neck, my chin. And some of the products that I was using was actually damaging my skin even more. I was getting more sensitive to sun. It would burn sometimes when I would put things on my face. So long story short, after years of trying and experimenting with many different over-the-counter products, when I started to just go all natural, as well as change my diet to a more plant-based diet, but as soon as I went all natural, it was like night and day. And the changes in my skin could be seen almost immediately. You know, your face is the first thing people see, right? And, you know, a lot of our confidence is based on how we look, unfortunately. That's still the way the world works. So, you know, good skincare, you know, is the foundation of making your whole face and your whole body, your whole, just your energy, your everything, your confidence. It's so invaluable to your confidence. If you feel good, that if you feel that you look good, right? But I chose to go that route because it was something that worked for me. So I wanted the world to kind of share this now with me, because I know there are a lot of people out there that are suffering from many of the same things I have: eczema, psoriasis, dry skin. I've had 3 children. My skin changed with all 3 children. You know, so I had to keep finding different products that, you know, oh my God, now it's drier this time. Or, you know, I had melasma because, you know, that pregnancy, each pregnancy does that to you. So, yeah, That's my journey. That's why I went the natural route.
Wow. So some people think that natural route is great, but they don't also know what to buy. So, like, if you look at your store and you think about the products someone wants to buy, you don't have to name the actual product, but when they go there, how do they decide what product works for them?
If they literally type in the search bar what they're looking for, if it's just like they're looking for a cleanser, if they're looking for things for sensitive skin, or if you just type in the problems, eczema, night creams or aging skin, whatever they type in, there is an AI on my site that will start to give you some product suggestions. So so for example, I love argan oil. If you just go and type in argan oil, you will see everything that comes up that I have in the store for body, skin, nails, and hair. If you're looking for vitamin E, or if you're just looking for vegan, if you type in vegan, you see a whole plethora of products that are vegan. No animal testing, fragrance-free, gluten-free. Those are the types of products that you will definitely find on my site. And many of the vendors are also small business owners who's probably had the same issues that I had, you know, with over-the-counter chemically products. So yeah, you can find anything that you're looking for.
Okay. Now, when I think about skincare, you know, I'm going to just be very basic too for people who use it, like lotion. You know, people like their favorite lotion brands. People like, oh, because my mom or my dad used this, or because I used to use it when I was a baby, I'll keep using it. Now, when they're thinking about buying these products, what should they be looking out for when they're even looking at the back of a label, just simplicity wise? What are the things they should look out for?
If you can pronounce it, that's what I would. If you can pronounce the ingredients, it's probably a very good product for you. When you start getting into, you know, I can't even say lethal salicylate and all those other big chemically names, and if you have to sit there and squint your brow and start thinking, what is this? Is this good? You know, yellow dye number 18 or whatever the case may be. What you will see on the back of many of the products are, you know, distilled water, argan oil, aloe vera, you know, vitamin E. Though you'll see things that you know are good for you, that you can pronounce. It'll also tell you vegan, you know, sulfate free, dye free, fragrance free. So even if you have sensitive skin, look at the back of your products, read everything. I mean, you know, I had to start doing that because, as I said, I was just suffering with many of the over-the-counter products, and it just was not working for me. It would just start stripping my skin, and It was no great experience. So learn from my problem, my mistakes.
Thank you so much for that. You know, I think that big takeaway is if you can pronounce it, buy it. If you can't, drop it.
Exactly.
Thank you so much
that's
for
that. That's a great actual method. So, yeah.
Right? Yeah, I think that's definitely the next step to go when you start thinking about creating content for yourself. Because some people use this products when they're about to go live on Zoom or live on, you know, YouTube or Instagram. You know, they're like, I'm just going to patch this up and I'll look nice. And then 3 weeks later, you're breaking out.
Yes, that has happened. And now I can honestly say I've used many of the products I have in my store. Not everything, because I don't have every problem, right? But I've used many of the products in my store, so I can really give like real testimonials that the stuff does work.
Wow. So I'm loving this. I'm loving this. This is like a, what do you call it? I'm looking for the word. Like an all natural care masterclass. Let me put it like that.
There you go. Ooh, I like that.
Yeah. This is really good. You know, now I'm thinking about the body, because body is also skin related. So when people are thinking about their body, you know, what they're putting on their body, how do they interact with products differently in this new year?
So, you know, really take inventory of what exactly you are trying to achieve. Are you trying to achieve softer skin, younger skin, tighter skin? The body care line has something for everyone. We have exfoliants, we have caffeine-based soaps, we have natural soaps, we have a wonderful soap called coconut. It's coconut and lime. And I made a funny, I don't know if it's funny, but a video about if you put the lime in the coconut, it smells absolutely amazing. You can use it in your hair, on your body, doesn't strip your skin. So, you know, sometimes you get out the shower and your skin is, after showering, you still feels dry and tight, even itchy. Well, these products eliminate that after effect that most soaps give you. Many of the soaps have a lot of fragrance. They smell great. These are naturally good smelling ingredients that are also good for your skin. So look for products that is going to make you, you know, not itch when you get out of the shower, not give you, you know, allergic reactions. Many times when we put on lotions, we start getting even a rash after, or it dries out the skin even more. So the soaps, the body scrubs, everything is all natural. There's a body scrub that's just basically sugar and water, white sugar and water. And it just smells amazing. It's yummy, but it's organic sugar, organic. It's amazing. I've tried it all winter. It's been fantastic. Nice. And it smells really, really good. When you pair it with anything, actually.
Okay. I'll definitely tell you guys that are listening, I have tried the lime coconut soap.
Oh, yay.
And it was amazing. Like, you feel fresh. You feel like, it's like I just got out of the beach, you know, like, you know, the water. It feels really, really refreshing. And you want to keep buying it, because I think one of the great things about a supply store is that the supply never ends. You know,
right. We hope. Fingers crossed.
Because when you start seeing people coming and say, I like this hair product, I like this body product, I like this skincare product, they're gonna use it to the point where it's done, and they're like, I need more. They might buy two so they don't have to come back, you know, in a week or two. But because it's always going to be available and it's top of mind, Glow, it's easy to be like, I'll go to Glow. And that's the next point of action. So I love that you made it very simple for people to use. Yeah. Very internationally based.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. And a lot of people should definitely try it for sure. And just pick one product and see what it does for you. Because it changes everything. So, you know, skincare is important. Body care is important. Before we go to the hair, let's talk about our nails.
Yes. Our nails are very, you know, as a woman, I do a lot of the gels and the dip powder, and that can do a lot of damage to your nails, especially, I've been doing it for years. I don't even know what I would do if I didn't have my nails done. But what I do offer are natural products for removing the gel. Or even if you just want to give your nails a break for a second from acrylics and wraps and all the damage that we do to make them look pretty. There are restorative products now on my site that, you know, their base is vitamin E, aloe vera, argan oil, of course, because, you know, I love my argan oil. And all of these things kind of restore the moisture and the balance and the strength to your natural nail so that, you know, you have an optimum experience when you go back to the salon. It's not like falling apart. I used to wear acrylics so often and wear them for so long. When I finally took them off, my nails felt like onion paper. They were so thin and sensitive. So I would take a little break and put like break the capsules of vitamin E on my nails, rub it in, even put on those moisture gloves just so I could get like an extra, you know, I don't know if it worked or not, but I would put on moisture gloves and sleep in them overnight just so it could soak in more in my nails. And my nails used to be very, very sensitive after taking off acrylics and gels. So the products that I'm offering are all things that I wish I knew about, you know, back then, that could help restore the nail faster and even maintain it while you are wearing the gels. So, and acrylics and all the other topicals that make our nails look pretty. We want to look pretty, but we don't want to destroy our nails in the same, you know, in the same process.
So true. So true. What about the guys?
Oh, well, for the men who just want like strong cuticles, you know, you don't want to have your cuticles looking ragged like you've been digging in like the dirt or something.
Right.
Right. There's still things that are non-cosmetic, but just are more natural care for your nails, just for nail health, because a lot of men work with their hands, right? And your nails get ragged and your cuticles get like destroyed sometimes based on what you're doing. There are products there for that. And many of them are fragrance-free, so they're not, I wouldn't say they're very florally or feminine smelling or anything like that. So you can use it, favor, and still not feel like you're putting on, you know, a woman's product or something like that. But there, many of my products are unisex. They're for everyone. You know, I'm all inclusive. So,
amazing.
Yeah.
Okay. I know you also have products for men when it comes to like beard oil.
Yes, I love to take care of my men's beards. So, yes, we have a lot of different beard oils. Naturally, they are based, I love argan oil, so many of them are argan oil based.
Okay.
They are light, won't leave your skin feeling, you know, greasy all day. You won't look like you just threw a bunch of Vaseline on your face. Some are there to help you grow the beard. So some men are actually just trying to grow that full, huge beard now that everybody seems to really, really be enjoying. And even if you just keep it short, these oils will keep it moisturized so it doesn't look scraggly and, you know, all over the place dry.
Right.
So.
No, it's true.
We have things for men's for hair, hair care, facial care, shaving. So there's a product line, a good amount of products. There's even little combs for the beard now and brushes. So yeah, check it out.
Okay.
Take a look.
Yeah, this is definitely glow for all.
Glow, that's right. Glow for all. Yeah. Yeah.
Nice. Exactly. That's so good. You know, lastly is the hair care part.
Yes.
You know, tell us more about what you have and what people can benefit from that.
Yeah, so I have hair care products so if you're suffering from alopecia or just general hair loss or dry hair, dandruff, or just want naturally, you know, shiny hair, many of the products are specifically for those types of issues. I have a frizz, I think, what is it called? It is a frizz-free argan oil spray, so light. You won't even know that you're wearing it sometime. I wear it every day. You won't even know that you're wearing it. It makes the hair smell beautiful. It, you know, moisturizes the hair follicles, keeps the hair looking neat without weighing it down. If you're trying to regrow your hair, I have shampoos for that. And I also have hair growth oils. So there are a lot of people who, you know, because of the medication that they're taking, suffer hair loss. They suffer baldness and spots. I mean, that's a very real thing. And many of these things, many of the products that I have, because they are all natural, you start to see, with you know, results within 2 to 3 weeks. Now, is it overnight? No, nothing's overnight, but you do definitely begin to see results rather quickly with consistent use. I have things for even those who wear locks. We have a wonderful lock oil. Oh my goodness, smells like peppermint. Wakes up your scalp, man. it's fantastic, and it's not very heavy. And it does help with the growth and maintenance. So if that's important. I know of quite a few people that wear the locks, and they've given me some testimonials on how much they love it. And you get a really large size. The vendor that I use gives a very nice amount for the price. And, you know, you just need that much.
Right.
So.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I feel like at this point, you just need to go to the store and figure out what works best for you. Because you have
definitely.
A lot.
Type in whatever you're looking for, man, and you can pretty much find it. And if it's not there, I'm always open to adding more items. I'm always adding new vendors, adding new products, shifting out, you know, based on demand and what I see people are looking for. And I try to keep the costs, you know, relatively, you know, within reach for everyone. So there's something for everyone. I even have lip oils. I just added lip oils now, which, you know, they taste good and they're safe. So even if you're licking your lips all the time or, you know, giving someone a nice kiss, you know, you don't have to worry about, you know, passing on major chemicals or, you know, they're going to be allergic to a chemical. These are all natural lip oils in different flavors. Of course, though it's fragrance free, you can still taste the flavor. Like, I don't know if that makes sense.
No, it's true.
But yeah,
I'm glad you mentioned the lip oil, because I heard a story about someone that used Blistex and it kind of like, yeah, let's not go there.
Yeah, Blistex still out there. I'm not going to say anything bad about Blistex, so they don't have to come after me. But the lip oils are a little bit better. You know, moisturizes and sinks into the lips a little bit better, in my opinion. And you can use it sometimes even by itself or as a base for putting on maybe your lipstick for women. Right.
Yeah. Exactly. This is so, so good. And I know you also have an amazing community online, an email community.
Yes.
That, you know, they can be able to contact you and, you know, reach out to you. So, like, what options do they have available if they want to, like, say, hey, I need to reach out to Michelle to know what product I like?
You can reach me on Facebook, on Pinterest, on all my social media icons are on my site. Please go to www.glowbeautysupply.com. You can send me an email. You can send me a message. I'm reachable in a variety of ways. You can find me on Instagram. Send me a message, a DM on Instagram, even if you just have a question about if you're not sure about what you're looking for or where to go or if this will work for you. I am going to be building a Facebook community this year, maybe by the end of this quarter, where people can come on and ask questions and feel safe if they just want to, you know, ask me anything. You know, what do I do for this? I don't know what I need. How do I figure out what do I need? I'm going to have videos and tutorials. Check out my blogs. I have a couple blogs out there. If you have some questions about, you know, any of the products or what is even argan oil, you know, please just go to my site.
Awesome. Wow. This is so much. And I'm so happy that you've been able to be here with us on the We Don't Play podcast show to just talk
Thank
about.
You.
You're welcome. You're so welcome. And I'm definitely looking forward to hearing stories from people all over the world that have tried your products and want to glow, you know, in this world where things may be so like bleak and quiet and down. So I'm so happy that you're able to do that.
Find your inner glow.
Exactly. Exactly. Wow. Thank you so much, Michelle, for joining us today. And
thank you for inviting me. I enjoyed myself.
Yeah, this was great time. And for those who are trying to figure out where it is, you always know where to find the link. It's always in the show notes, in the description. Make sure you tap on those links and you can definitely get access to all her products. Check out conveniently. There's Shop Pay, from what I've seen. There's Apple Pay, there's your card. Like, you have no excuse to glow. So
exactly.
Yeah.
I like that.
Exactly. I appreciate you, and definitely looking forward to having you back again in the new year, in the next year, whichever year we're having this on. You're welcome.
Always happy to join.
Always. Thank you, Michelle. Looking forward to seeing you again.
Thank you. Have a good one.
You too.